the tape, just the whole feeling.
You know, obviously we're not very happy how the first two games turned out, but you know, it's the first of four, you know, not two, so you know, all we gotta do is go in there tomorrow, win one game, and then go from there.
Pretty big momentum shifts in games one at the end of the game, or in the first period there, and game two at the end of the second period. How do you feel that the team has responded when those kinds of tides have turned against you?
Well, obviously both those circumstances are pretty deflating plays. You know, 2-2 game, you know, they get a couple in the last minute to go up two before we go into the third. Those are obviously tough, and you know, you're not going to be very excited to go into the third period, but you know, two down, going to the third in the playoffs is pretty tough to come back. But, you know, I think we need to do a better job of not getting in that situation. You know, not letting, you know, two games in a row, you know, 7-8 seconds left on the power play, you know, they get one. Those are something we could definitely control ourselves.
You guys played well in the last round. Obviously, this is a different opponent. But how do you sort of explain the differences in the way you guys played versus Boston versus in this series?
I think if I knew, we wouldn't be down two. I think this is a really good team, and they're a lot of speed. They clog it up in their D zone, and we're not getting a lot of really quality looks all the time. And it's something different we faced with the last two teams. And we're gonna have to go over the video today, make some adjustments, and just have a good start tomorrow.
It wasn't that long ago that Washington was in the situation that you're in now, is it? Any source of comfort knowing that you can look to that as a recent example of things turning around pretty quickly?
I guess you could look at that, but conference finals, is everything's a lot different. And like I said, we're not looking too far ahead here. We need to just see what we did right in the game and just do more of that. And like I said, it doesn't really matter what happens at the start of the game tomorrow, but we just need to play the same way throughout the full 60 minutes and not change our game.
Do you guys feel like you have those answers yet, or are those still figuring those out?
Well, I don't know. I went to sleep last night and got up and came here, so I really haven't looked at anything yet, but I'm sure we'll go over something later on today and have a good meeting and discuss some things.
Can you speak to the support you guys have on Vasilevsky and knowing that he can bounce back?
He's a Vezina finalist for a reason, and we're not doing the best job in front of him as we have been the last two series, and there's a lot on us to help him out back there. It's not him at all. I think it's just how we are defending in front of him, and they're getting a lot of grade A looks and a lot of odd man rushes, and you can't save them all, and we need to do a better job in front of him for sure.
Do you get a sense that he's putting a lot or too much pressure on himself?
I think any goalie puts pressure on themselves to make sure they're stopping the puck and helping their team win. And like I said, we just need to do a better job in front of him to make his job easier. That's it.
You get a lot of rushes that you mentioned there before. Is it more so you guys come out of your structure, or is it more what they're doing, that might be kind of causing you to get out of your system a little bit?
I think it starts with our forecheck. They're coming out pretty clean with a lot of speed, and that's hard for us to, fours need to gap up and take the time and space away. And I think that's where it starts. We need to figure out, how to beat their, how to forecheck, how to stop their breakouts being so clean, and everything will come into place from there.
Dan, some of the guys were saying last night that you guys have just gone away from your game plan. Can you explain why?
Like I guess I really can't right now. I'm not, it's been great for us the first two rounds, and I'm not sure why we haven't just, played the 200-foot game, simple, get pucks deep, and do what we're doing, but that's something we need to definitely figure out why. But maybe we'll talk later and we'll let you know how it goes.
Might it be easier to do some of that, keep a more simplistic mindset when you're playing on the road?
It has to be. That's what we need to do to be successful in this series. And maybe it is, not being at home, maybe we'll keep it a little more simple for the game three here, but it doesn't really matter where we play. We got to play the same game plan, and we just want to get on the plane here, have a good flight, have a good meeting, and feel good about ourselves going into game three.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.